Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. Businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Yes, I am Samantha Landy, and I'm going to share some stories, some scripture, and some wonderful music. This program reaches all over the world, and I'm glad you're joining me today. You know, I'd love it if you would tell your friends about this program. And if you write and ask, I'll send you some cards that you can give with the radio schedule on it. That would be such a blessing to give to your friends. Well, the scripture I'm going to open with is from Isaiah 43:18, where God is speaking through the prophet Isaiah. He said, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old." You know, we often talk about new beginnings at the start of a new year, but it occurred to me that any time of year, it may be that we need to make a decision not to remember or talk about the difficult things of our past over and over and over. You know, God said, don't think about it. Well, I believe that includes the hurts and disappointments of our past. Is God minimizing the horrific things that you may have endured in the past? Not at all. He's just saying, don't stay there. Don't consider it. A pastor, Pete Akins, recently said in a sermon, "Our past should inform us, but should not define us." That's worth repeating, isn't it? Our past should inform us, but should not define us. Now, perhaps you're listening and you're someone who's accomplished great things in your past. But God says don't get stuck back there either. Good or bad, don't live in our past. You know, recently we saw that movie, it's called Quartet. It's a movie about aging opera singers in England. And one of the aging but arrogant divas says at some point, "I used to be somebody." Well, one of the other sweet, also aging divas said, "I thought I was somebody now." Yes, that's the attitude we should all have, isn't it? God says, no matter what age you are somebody now that He loves very, very much. And so even though your past may have been filled with contentment and joy, or maybe your past was full of hurt and pain and confusion, God says don't live there. Don't allow the past to control you or control your decisions or even your relationships today. If you ask, God's power will help you break the chains of your past. So whether good or bad, you can look forward to tomorrow with Jesus by your side, anticipating His blessing and His favor. Oh, yes, we serve a mighty God who has power to help you. And now here is Don Moen singing, "What a Mighty God We Serve."
What a mighty God! Bobby Ford.
Oh, yes, if you have Jesus in your heart, you have a mighty God helping you each and every day. Well, on this program, I'm talking about making brave new choices, about forgetting the painful memories of our past. I have a friend whose husband passed away last November, and she's still grieving the loss of her wonderful mate. Having experienced that myself over 25 years ago, I know the loneliness and emptiness we feel, even walking through the house, or sipping a cup of tea alone, or maybe being frustrated we don't have someone to unclog the sink. Yes, whether it's the loss of a mate, or illness, or abuse, or any one of a myriad things, we must choose to move on into the wholeness that God has for us, forgetting the things of the past. God, in His wisdom, knows that we need to choose to think of our future and new possibilities if we're going to move on into a new life. We're never too old to follow new dreams. Indeed, if you ask, God's power will help you break the chains of your past so you can face tomorrow, anticipating His blessing and His favor, because God has a new future for you. You know, sometimes we have to make daily choices to move on, but we can, and we can begin to thank God that He is healing our past. Well, now here's some encouraging music to help you on your way. It's a prayer for healing, and I hope you'll pray as you listen. Here are the Songs of Hope group singing, "Heal Me, O Lord."
Sing it back to Him tonight. Heal me, O Lord. Sing it.
Oh, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. Oh, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. For You are the one I pray.
celebration.
Yes, the Lord wants to bring healing into our hurting heart, no matter what age we are. Well, I hope you're being encouraged to believe God for a new future for your life, including healing. Yes, the Lord is a healing God, including healing our emotions. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and in case you tuned in late, this is the Psalms of Hope program. And on this program, I'm talking about believing God for new things in our lives. And I would like to look again at Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19, after the previous verses that I read. It says, "But forget all of that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I am going to do a brand new thing." And then God goes on to say, "See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a road through the wilderness of the world for my people to go home, and create rivers for them in the desert." Oh, what an exciting promise God has made to us in that scripture. And God further promises us in the book of Lamentations that God's mercies are new every morning. So, dear friend, if God wants us to begin each morning with fresh mercies from Him and calls us to look ahead and see the brand new thing He wants to do in our lives, why would we want to dwell in the past? Even if our past seemed good, there's always a mixture of joy and hurts, isn't it? You know, God above everyone else knows our journey, our disappointments, and our joys. Yes, God knows exactly where you are today. He knows your thoughts, your fears, maybe about your health. He maybe fears about your future. But think of it. God, the creator of the universe, the God who flung the stars in space, who keeps the planets in their orbit, says through the prophet Jeremiah that He, this same God, has a plan for your life, no matter where you live in the world. He has mapped out a great future for you, filled with hope. And no matter how old you are, God still has plans for you. As you believe in the goodness of God and in the provisions He's made for you, follow after Him in all your ways, and you will find God's favor and direction to help you in every circumstance that may come your way. Oh, may our prayer for the coming week be, God, help me to see the new things you want to do in my life. Well, there's a wonderful song of worship that we used to sing, and here are the Maranatha singers singing for you. Sing hallelujah to the Lord.
Sing hallelujah, sing.
Oh, yes, sing hallelujah to the Lord. I love songs that worship the Lord. You know, worship always helps bring us peace in our heart. You know, sometimes we cling to the past like an old worn-out jacket just because it's familiar. But sometimes God calls us to new beginnings, new relationships, new house, maybe even a new town. And so it has been with me. After living for over 40 years in California and 3 years in Nevada, God called us out to a new place. But now that I'm here in my new home in Utah, I love it. However, in the dark of night, sometimes I'm restless and questions rumble around in my mind. Did we do the right thing? Did we really hear God? Is this God's best for my life? On and on. And then one night, reading my Bible before going to sleep, something dawned on me. Now that I'm here, where there's a slower pace of life, I have more time to pray, to read the Bible, even write my books. Yes, this is where God wants me to be, even though I had to leave where it was familiar. I'm wondering, what has God called you to do that's a little out of your comfort zone? Maybe talk to someone you don't know and tell them about Jesus. Or what has he brought to your attention to give up? Maybe it's even giving up negative friends who waste your energy. What new thing is God calling you to? Maybe he's even reminding you that he'd love it if you'd take a few minutes each morning or evening to read the Bible and pray. Recently, in my early morning prayer time and Bible study, I found Ephesians 3:20. It says, "Now all glory to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes." Oh, yes, God has great plans to bless you, no matter what your age or where you live. Because that's what he says in his word. More than you could ask or dream of. Now, here's a song by Ivan Parker. May it be your prayer as you listen. The song is "I'll Rise Again."
When drive the nails in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead, say it isn't.
No power on earth.
dead and gone. But you will see that you were wrong. So go ahead and try to hide the sun, but all will see that I.
Yes, with the Lord's help, we will rise again to rejoice in God's goodness to us. I love that song. You know, I've been talking about the new things that God wants to do in our lives. And a few years ago, I became quite disturbed by all of the horrific things going on around the world. Listening to the news over and over throughout the day, I realized it was depressing me and I felt so overwhelmed. Well, one day I was talking to a friend of mine and he said he puts himself on a news fast until at least noon each day. And with a laugh he said, "It's really quite amazing, but somehow the world muddles on without me until noon." So now my own mornings begin with more time in the Bible, and often my husband Randy and I sit and talk outside, sips of coffee, watching the dogs play, chasing each other around the yard. It seems by starting the day with a few moments with God and keeping my morning news fast, I am more calm and more optimistic and even see more clearly my own role in the larger problems around me. This, of course, is why I feel so blessed to be able to bring the Psalms of Hope program to you to help you in your world. So, dear listener, if you're feeling stressed out and feeling overwhelmed by insurmountable problems, you might try starting and ending your day with just a few minutes reading some verses from the Bible and just talk to God. Ask Him to help you with your day and with your night. He will, you know. Well, so long for now. I hope you'll tune in same time, same place next week. Do write to me. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, God loves you with an unconditional love. So keep your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.